Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The U.S. says about 8,000 North Korean troops now at Ukraine's border are expected in combat soon. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russians have been training North Korean troops with the intention of fully using them in frontline operations. Blinken also said Vladimir Putin's troops are suffering.
It's desperate. Putin has been throwing more and more Russians into a meat grinder of his own making in Ukraine. Now, he's turning to North Korean troops, and that is a clear sign of weakness.
Kremlin forces have struggled to push back a Ukrainian incursion into Kursk. The Russian representative at the UN Security Council did not respond. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's Channel 12 said on Thursday a Hezbollah attack on northern Israel killed five people, while Beirut said Israeli strikes had killed six health workers in southern Lebanon. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
An Israeli helicopter carrying wounded landed at a hospital in Haifa after Israeli TV reported a Hezbollah rocket attack on the northern town of Matula had killed five people on Thursday. The dead included an Israeli farmer and four foreign workers. Lebanese TV showed plumes of smoke following Israeli strikes in the cities of Tyre and Baalbek. Beirut said the strikes had killed six health workers in southern Lebanon. The continued fighting and rising death toll in the conflict between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters comes as U.S. envoys Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein arrived in Israel to press for a truce in Lebanon and in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the envoys that Israel's ability to counter threats to its security from Lebanon and return displaced people to the north had to be key elements of any ceasefire. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati said in an interview Wednesday he'd spoken to Hochstein and that he hoped for a ceasefire in coming hours or days.
That was Reuters correspondent.